This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I learned, but it's better than your five-earned fornication and all the dirty money that you earned. And you wait so long. You wait so long. You wait so long. You wait so long. You wait so long.
I liked it.
You fired up?
We went so long. That segment went over. We went so long.
We're up against it.
That was a great segment,
I did
though.
Say that. I said it to Bob Wallace earlier. Rammer. And he's like, oh, I got a funny story to tell. I'm like, oh, we're up against it. And he kind of flinched like, oh, no, these guys don't have time. Like, no, we're never up against
it. Do you have one story, two? How many stories you got?
TMA could sign off at 10:05. And Frank's like, okay, well, the monologue's a little shorter today. Actually, Frank would care. I take it back.
Frank would care, actually, yes.
That's never bothered me in radio or TV. If you cut my time and you're going to make me do less work, I don't understand why people complain about
that. What if weather is short and you have to do more work?
Listen. This is how it works. Well, okay, but if at the end of a sports cast, they say you got a minute, the sports guy or gal can sit there and talk and just do radio and say, yeah, okay, tonight, SLU's playing Richmond and Mizzou's at Auburn and Illinois playing someone tonight. Maybe right. Minnesota.
There's that accuracy we love.
Minnesota,
Fox,
I think, right?
It is amazing in the TV world, if they need you to like really fill, they'll say, you're going to have 30 seconds here at the end. I'm like, whoa, 30 seconds? What could I possibly talk? Radio, it's like, oh, you got 30 minutes.
Okay, let's give the April Blues schedule.
Now, last night, for example, at 10 o'clock, the news producer said, I feel terrible, but I need about 20 seconds back. And I was like, oh, my whole show is droppable. I mean, it's quality stuff here. But I had a graphic that I had made earlier and I used, and it was Joe Lenardi's most recent bracketology with the A-10 being featured, just having the two teams.
What happened was Martin checked bracketology for Marquette.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then he goes, wait, I could actually do something for my job as well.
Three seed.
Are you sitting over there on bracketology because of Marquette? No, I'm looking into the A-10. Yeah, I'm looking at the A-10.
Martin, why are you looking at College Basketball Player of the Year?
Yeah.
I'm seeing if you're looking for Marcus Howard. No, I'm seeing if Javon Bess is on it.
First team All Big East. Let's talk about a Hauser making it with Howard. Anyway, I had this graphic, and he's like, are you sure? I hate to do that to you. I said, go ahead. You can kill it. It's fine.
And look, this is inside baseball. Maybe people don't care. But with Fox 2 and Channel 11, we have so many opportunities because we have so many shows. We have enough time that if you cut us at 5, we'll run that story at 6. Cut us at 6, we'll run it at 9. We have a lot of exposure to give you the great sports content. A
lot of opportunity there.
100%.
All right, let's do this. 5 for Chuck, brought to you by Greenville University.
First lap.
Third lap. Greenville.
Time to tee up the
and
hot topics. It's 5 for Frank.
Chuck.
Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution. Just 45 miles from St. Louis.
It's almost as if we meet ahead of time and we map this out. You can kind of feel it, can't you?
I did forget the intro. I will admit that.
You think today, though, because it's so cold, I get in my car earlier. No. I warm
my
car. Oh,
here you go. Chuck's going to say nobody's working.
No,
nobody cares.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I get in my car to warm it up. It's -1 on my car. I almost took a picture of it and put it on social media because that's what you're supposed to do. Everybody does that.
No, you're supposed to do it on your phone when it also says the wind chill.
Right. So I didn't do that. But I'm wondering maybe if all of the audio is a little slow, too, because of the cold.
Yeah. The machinery.
Yeah.
It's not working as
fast. The cold
fast.
Weather caused me to not load up the sound.
Correct.
We're not thinking as fast.
Yeah.
Illinois at Minnesota, of course, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it here on 590.
It's also cold in Minnesota.
Illini are coming off that huge W against Maryland. It might be 2-7 in the Big Ten, but those two were notable.
They beat the good teams. They beat Minnesota.
Watch out for them flying Illini in that Big Ten tourney.
Here we go.
Stoned or you?
Dangerous. No team more dangerous than a team
with
nothing to lose.
What is it, a dangerous 11 seed? I don't know what the seeding is.
Nobody wants to play us right now. No, actually, they just said they want to play you.
Nobody wants to play us at 11 a.m. on a Thursday.
Whoa, you can listen. Well, no, you know what? I want that to happen because I'll cut our show short. Give them that 11 a.m. Thursday start. Let's do it. Come on.
We're all the same.
100%.
We're all the same. I told Carson last night, I saw him at dinner, and I said, man, a lot of schools are closed.
You saw him at dinner? Like, you allowed him to see his dad?
No, I ran home at dinner. Why does that sound so weird?
It sounded
a little
weird.
It's just funny how you put it. I saw my son at dinner.
I didn't schedule a meeting. I ran home for dinner.
I get an hour a day.
And I saw Carson.
Visitation. It just sounded kind of funny.
I ran home and I saw my son and I said, all these schools are closing. And he starts jumping up and down. And I said, well, no, your school's not closed. He's like, what?
Does he not use a bus?
I said, because I think most of the kids get dropped off.
Yeah.
It's the bus thing. That's the key. You want to be on the bus.
My wife was hoping that her school would get closed, but nope, no buses for hers.
There was a viral tweet about this, which I 100% agree with, because nowadays I'm
Rennie's socks.
Rennie's the chicken wings that he eats on Saturday nights. No, but look, nowadays I'm sure that the school texts the parents, or you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got social media, but there was nothing better than back in the day watching TV, watching Fox 2, and watching the scroll and just waiting to see if it's a two-hour delay or if you were close.
Oh, and if it didn't come up, I'm like, oh, I still got to keep watching this for another 5 or 6 minutes to see if it comes by again. Yes.
And they're like, I don't care that Susie's dance center is closed.
Zumba.
Oh, senior Zumba closed. What about my school? All right, lap one. Question one.
Topic one.
Chuck, you are Trent Frederick. It's your NHL debut.
Love it.
Would you rather score a goal or have a fight where you just wail on a guy?
Man, I hate to do Tony La Russa, tied for first. I mean, he's going to get a goal eventually here, but first game to basically start your NHL career with a fight that you win.
Decisively.
Kind of, look, that's another thing. When you're a young player in the NHL, don't you think other guys are going to test you? So to come out there, to throw haymakers, to win your fight, to establish yourself with the fan base, you're looking at the shots there. Everybody's going nuts and cheering for you. Your mom and dad are in the stands. The goals are going to come, but I think the fact that other NHL players are going to test you early, he passed that test in game one.
And those other guys now might think twice.
God, that's what I'm saying.
The kid's a little tougher than I thought. And if you debuted in Miami or Raleigh, they play in Durham or Raleigh? Carolina.
I think it's Raleigh.
Yeah.
We'll check.
But you have to say Raleigh-Durham. Whenever you say Raleigh, you can't say Raleigh-Durham. It wouldn't have been the same, I think, as having a Boston crowd. You know what I'm saying? I just think that they like that a little more.
100%.
Hey, we get this Frederick over to buy after the game. We'll beat some people up, huh?
And how about going uppercut with the first punch? And I think that, obviously, if you watch the video, I've seen it a couple times, that throws the Jets player completely off guard. And he went in for the kill. So I like the young kid starting it off. You know what? Not with a haymaker, but with a nice shot right to the jaw and it get it started. So I like that.
Charlie, the headline yesterday, Mo did bop down to the Dominican. We were worried about whether Mozeliak had bopped down there. Apparently he's there. Jen Langosh, MLB.com, talked to John Mozeliak and he said, Ozuna's looking good. He'll even start throwing next week.
Best shape of his life?
Did they say that?
No.
I don't think they said that. Sleeve fits nicely this time of year. Your reaction to the Ozuna news?
My reaction is, and Jen Langosh does a great job, and she got the scoop here, but how newsy is this? And I understand that Marcell Ozuna is coming off this shoulder surgery, and last year he had a decent season, but nothing like what we expected, and clearly he was physically compromised all season long. When you're watching him throw the ball in left field, it pained me sometimes to watch him throw a baseball. It looked like he had to reteach himself. No, seriously, because he had a decent arm before that. It looked like last year he was reteaching himself how to throw so that he wouldn't have pain. It kind of looked like someone learning to throw a baseball. I would be a bit worried still here, 2 weeks away from spring training? I know we have a couple months before games, but I know John Mozeliak said he's encouraged. Is he going to come out and say he's not encouraged? I don't know, because that winter warm-up, it seemed like there was certainly some mystery going on with Marcell Ozuna. To me, once we see him throwing a baseball, making live, legit throws in spring training games, then I'll make my determination.
It is odd that it took until January 29th to get a rehab update on Marcell Ozuna, right? That seems a little late for a guy who
if there was a problem, we wouldn't have a lot of time to correct it.
Yes. It just seems like for a guy who you are going to depend on a lot for offense during the season, that there wouldn't be, because it seemed like we're entitled to nothing, but it seemed like that Mo went down to find out for the first time how Marcell's offseason is going. It seems
it's
odd that they waited.
We don't know,
yes.
But they should.
It seemed odd until late January that they waited to find out, can you throw? Can you swing?
Didn't it feel kind of like babysitting? In a way, like, we have to see what's up here?
Yes.
Because, look.
They kind of admitted that at the warm-up.
Well, that's
that
what
he's
saying.
He's not really around any of our people. I guess we'll just go to him.
Then bring the people to him then and do it earlier than late January.
And maybe you'd have a medical person and not a Mo.
Yes.
And look, I was
Mo's
at that.
Mo's got a stethoscope out.
Dr. Rick, maybe. But I'm at that round table after the season ended where Mo is sitting there and kind of talking about the offseason.
Gersh was there.
What does he say about Marcell Ozuna right there? Didn't he say probably won't need surgery, right? And then later on, late October, Marcell Ozuna has surgery. So clearly, for this entire offseason, I think it's fair to say that Marcell Ozuna and the Cardinals have not been on the same page.
Disconnect. Yes. Didn't he also say you can lead a horse to water? Wasn't that about Ozuna and the work that needed to be done? Or was it more about what didn't get done in 18? I think it was about the rehab work. So they've kind of sounded these alarms for a couple of months now about Ozuna and the shoulder. I think he said you can lead them to water, but if they don't drink, what do you want me to do, Sully?
And I disagree with Chuck. I think it is newsy because how important and crucial he's going to be for the season. So I think her getting down there, getting the scoop in Mozeliak, I know he's not going to say, well, he's in the worst shape of his life. He may not be ready for the season. I still think it's newsy that he's healthy and that he's at least in a throwing program or doing well down there. Because
I think you're all right. It's sad that it's news, but it's news.
It is
right.
Sad.
It's sad
that
it's news.
And by the way, I was saying nothing against Jen Langosch and her report.
No.
What I'm saying is this is a baseball player who's supposed to be your cleanup hitter in his walk year. And basically we're having the president of baseball operations probably make a trip just to kind of check on him as if he's an 18-year-old who was just drafted. Look, Marcell Ozuna is a grown man. He's had some really good years. And I'm guessing he is motivated. How could you not be more motivated than coming off a down year, entering your walk year, right? To make that potentially, we thought at one point, $100 million contract. Now it doesn't look like that. But still, this is the season he has everything to play for.
Can we have Mo bop on down and check on Brett Cecil just to get his thoughts on him?
Clearly not the person we thought we were getting. No, to be fair, Chuck, do a shot. Mo was also going down because they had the graduating class from their first ever academy.
Commencement speech.
At the Dominican Republic. So he was going to be there anyway, which begs the question, if they didn't have a graduating class, would they even be checking on this guy? Anybody down there? Carlos, you down there this month? Hey, when do you guys want to stop over?
Listen, I love Marcell Ozuna, and I will be the first one to say, I wanted him to come to the Cardinals even that year before at the trade deadline. So if he doesn't play well this year, look, I was championing
you.
It's your fault.
For Marcell Ozuna for the last year and a half. Yeah. He had a great 2017, and it was the best year of his career. And I think it was fair to say, okay, he's probably going to come down a little bit. I don't think anybody expected him to come down offensively the way he did last year, right? Coming off where he was the best left fielder in baseball in 2017. But then as we kind of watch him, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy by any means, but he has the game where he basically shows up right before the game. He oversleeps for a day game. Then we see the video of him and Carlos having a nice little fisticuffs over there on the east side.
So he was a Marlin then. He was a Marlin.
And yeah. There's a disconnect with the medicals and his shoulder. It's been a rough year and a half for Marcell Ozuna with the Cardinals.
But you still got to lock him up. Lock him up.
No, don't lock him up, but he could still have a really good year.
What percentage would you have of him being the Cardinals left fielder in 2020?
I'd say 3%.
Ooh, I was going to go 5.
There's no chance.
I'll say 0.
There's no chance.
He's gone.
If you guys re-signed, we'll bop down. And
I like the term bop as well.
100%.
Just kind of have a little pep in your step. Bopping on down.
All right, Chuck, you are the Padres. Are you serious about Machado? Are you just messing with your fan base? Are you guys really in now on the Manny Machado sweepstakes? You're the GM of the Padres, whoever that is. You're probably 30. Andy Green's the manager. We know that. Skip Schumacher works for him.
He's supposed to be a stud.
That's what everybody says.
Everybody says he's a genius.
McGuire calls him the next La Russa.
It's AJ Preller. Is he the GM of
Sounds
the Padres?
Right. Is he 30? Maybe. 32? Okay, this Machado stuff, though. Padres jumping up and getting involved here. Is this real?
I think it is real. Now, is it real if everybody's trying to get in on a one-year big deal for Manny? But I think maybe the Padres are the one team that would go longer or want to if the price comes down. Because, look, you have kind of your face of the franchise guy with Hosmer, but he did not have a great year. Hosmer had a fantastic season right before free agency, and that guy got paid. He probably won't live up to that contract. I don't think he'll be as bad as he was this past year. But look at the Padres system. They have something like 10 top 100 in all of baseball prospects.
They have their shortstop of the future already.
Fernando Tatis Jr., who's in some publications the second best prospect in all of baseball.
And I think they have one of the better pitching prospects as well.
Oh, they're loaded across the board prospect-wise. So maybe if you're thinking 2020 is the year that we can really compete, why not get Manny Machado in 1 year early, see what you can do this year, but say, hey, look, we're ready to compete in 2020, and we'll have maybe six more years of Manny Machado.
Major League Baseball did recently rate the Padres sponsor as the best overall.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah.
And San Diego, you're probably going to have to overpay, right, to get somebody to play.
Isn't that
for the
weird,
Padres?
Though, because it's such a cool place to live?
Yeah. How's that even not an easy city to recruit to?
Right.
It's not a hitter's ballpark. That's why if I'm Manny, I would consider, I mean, if you're going to get paid, you know, $30 million more than what other teams are going to give you, then fine.
Always nice. You got a great,
oh, beautiful,
you have a great restaurant and bar scene. You have the Pacific Ocean right there.
Why wouldn't people want to play in San Diego?
Yeah.
Who cares if you win?
And then also, just in terms of, I know traveling's important for players from where they sign. You're close to all your division rivals. So it's not like you're Seattle and you have to do 5-hour flights everywhere you go. It's a pretty easy place.
All right, Chuck.
I'd move to San Diego.
Saturday night.
Let's relocate to San Diego. Midday Grind live from San Diego.
Or just do the show from there.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Blues are at Columbus. Your chief, Craig Berube, who starts in goal?
Is this really a question?
Is it?
Are
you serious?
Only the Blues.
And role. You're asking this question? Mr. Jake Allen, sit down until we really need you?
This is not what I think will happen. I'm asking you, chief, what you're going to do.
I think 100% it's Jordan Binnington.
Okay.
And it has to be.
It should be. I'm just double-checking, Chief, if that's what you're going to do.
I mean, at this point, I thought they were actually going to go to Jake that final game before this long break and that they would use their excuse as, well, look, we can't have him just sitting there getting rusty for 2 weeks. I'm glad they went to Binnington. And again, I said this last week or whatever. To me, Binnington has to play 3 bad games in a row for me to go back to Jake. Unless it's a back-to-back. I'm cool with Jake getting the front or back end of every back-to-back. Other than that, until Jordan Binnington has 2 or 3 bad games in a row, you run him out there.
Yep. How about Chief tomorrow, Thursday? First, Chief is Craig Berube, for those who don't know. That's what they call
him. Oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah, for those
Hockey
who don't know.
Guy.
Those who don't know. Sorry. Since Strick's not here today. Would you tomorrow pull a Fisher, get those coolers of beer, and just first half never happened? Remember, they were 1-3, mm-hmm. 1-4, got the whole team together. They drank a bunch of beer, and they said, forget the season starting over. We talked to Roger. We're going to start the season over tomorrow. Would you? And I bet that'll be a narrative. They're not actually going to do that. But I'll bet you the theme of the players tomorrow will be that we want fresh start.
Start over.
Chance to get away, flush the first half, brand new team coming out against Columbus.
I would say that Chief, who's Craig Berube, if you don't know,
thank
he
you.
Would do that exact
wow,
thing,
guys.
Except for the fact that it seems like all these Blues players, when they have this break, they go to Cabo. You know what I'm saying? They're going on nice little mini vacations during the season, which they should get away from it. But they probably actually need to practice a couple days after being out chilling in the sun during the break.
I did hear Joey Vitale on Camo X last night, and I think he and his wife had gone to Mexico, and he was talking about the players were in Mexico. And I think after you say it too many times, you start thinking, oh, God, fans are going to be great. You guys are just losing games and you're just sitting in. And I think he kind of caught himself, not that there's anything wrong with it, but he said, but actually, if you think about this, they need that vitamin D. They get some sun. They'll get a little bit of energy.
It's sunny here today.
And they'll get
good Mexican water.
And I was like, it was a good save by Joey Vitale to kind of say, no, they're not just like sitting on the beach. They're rejuvenating in the sun.
But also, I'd be fine if they're sitting on the beach. It's a long grind of a schedule. You're waking up for skates. You're playing in places like Winnipeg and Edmonton. Whoa, whoa, it's minus 30 with a wind chill of minus whatever it is. So, yes, if you have 9 days off, if you're not going to the All-Star game like Ryan O'Reilly, absolutely. Go down there.
Sure.
Go to Cabo. Have some fun. Get a tan. Regroup. Refresh. Come back ready to play.
Maybe the Blues are taking the approach that Martin wants to take for the Pinewood Derby, which is for the first half, play kind of sort of hockey, but not well enough to make
sort
the All-Star
hockey.
Game. That way you get the 9 days off, and then once the break is over, then you kick it into gear, play really well, and then get into the playoffs.
So the goal,
you don't want to lose that week and a half off.
So the goal of the Pinewood Derby is, You don't want to have the worst car because then your kid is disappointed.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have the best car and really advance in the playoffs.
And have to go to regionals.
You'd like to go home a little earlier in the night, right?
Yeah. No parents want to go to that regional in 3 weeks.
100%.
And then you want, when I had a visitation with my son the other night, he did say, Dad, if we
through the glass,
holding the phones.
This narrative.
You said you saw your son at dinner.
I did see him at
like
dinner.
Like it was an unusual occurrence.
You said
occurrence.
It in a way like you never see him.
Yes.
I had the, what am I, Tom Cruise?
Like you allowed your son to dine with you.
It's been 400 days since their last meeting.
He was wearing sunglasses.
What is the current playoff percentage?
Oh,
for the Blues?
I think it's 26%.
Hasn't moved.
Has not
good.
Moved.
That's
well,
pretty
teams
good.
Have played. Other teams have played, so yes. You never know.
I'll tell you, I'm kind of high on this club, second half. Seriously.
I said the other day, me even being a wet blanket, I think they're going to get in. I don't know why.
I think the Blues, they're going to get to the point where, just like the Cardinals this past year. Now, I know that last week went really bad for the Cardinals, but on that Monday, weren't they about an 80% chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it went downhill from there.
Okay, but
the Phillies stopped playing.
But the Blues are going to get to a point where it's a coin flip. They're going to get to that point. Probably at some point in this season, they're going to be tied for the second wild card, and it's going to be teetering the rest of the season.
I like the word teetering. I think that's accurate.
And bop on down.
Bopping.
And teetering.
Five for Chuck, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu. Less than an hour from St. Louis, a great education. And for folks who were at the Vaterod School looking to transfer some credits, this is what they're really good about, is making sure you have a home, you want to continue your education. Again, less than an hour from St. Louis, beautiful little town of Greenville. Check them out at greenville.edu. Believe it or not, that was only four, so my fifth question.
Oh, boy.
Believe it or not, it was only four. You guys want me to go through the math here?
How do I improve my relationship with my son?
It
felt, do I see did that for feel 45 like 20? Minutes a day?
It felt like about 20,
didn't it? Was a great segment, though.
The fifth question
that
was.
Sounded a little facetious.
I feel like when the music ends, though, it feels
well,
like
I think
whatever...
Clousy thought it was over because I started talking about Greenville. That's fair, to
once,
be fair.
Once the music ends, I feel like everything else seems less important.
I just
so there we
assume.
Go. Now it feels
I
a little bit.
You know, you didn't do anything wrong. I thought it was funny, though, to point out after talking for 28 minutes or whatever we did.
Question three.
Yeah, I just assumed with the time.
Didn't
I was
it
like,
feel like,
okay,
oh,
that's
been about an hour?
It's
listen,
wrap.
People driving around, they want long, comprehensive, substantive answers.
Time
okay.
to tee up the hot topics.
There you go.
Here we go.
We're just restarting.
Start
five for
Brought
Chuck.
To you by Greenville University.
The first half
a liberal
didn't start.
Arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Yeah, I talked to Roger. We're going to start five for Frank all over again. We got a cooler of beer in here. Those first four questions at Charlie Flubb, those didn't happen, okay?
We didn't like the answers.
What we're doing here is, okay, guys, what we're going to do, I'm going to talk to the league. We've got one. We got one question, okay? You get it right, we'll take a bus, we'll take all the guys to the east side, and we'll just have a big old party. And then we're going to lose the Niners on Sunday.
Listen, I love Jeff Fisher.
100%.
Love him. Would love to hang out.
I wish I could play the voicemail I have from him.
Yes, go hunting in Montana, whatever he does, fishing.
Fight bears.
I bet you he'd have just, you would have a fun time with Jeff Fisher. But I'd always love the fact that after the game, and look, some of those games were close. They had that first season where, what, they go 7-8-1, right? But after a game, the Rams might lose, let's say, 31-14. It was a very clear loss.
We knocked their quarterback out.
Well, if you, nobody wants to play us, by the way. Everybody's hurting after they play us. But if you notice in the third quarter there, that wasn't supposed to be a flag on the special team. So I'll talk to the league.
You lost by 2.5 touchdowns, okay? That play didn't matter. Right? Didn't he do that a lot?
There was some of that.
Yeah, if you noticed
he
that
should
play,
be in charge of officiating.
That play in the fourth was,
he knew
not,
all the rules.
Was not a hold. I was on the rules committee.
It's taken time. It was not a good situation when we got here. We've had inconsistent quarterback play. We've started a number of quarterbacks.
Full of excuses.
You know, our focus has been in the division. And to compete with the division, we've shown that we can do that. We just have to, you know, be more consistent.
The passion. And I mean, a second to none there.
But look, that was also Jeff Fisher with the fact that the Rams had a really good division record for a couple years there where they were beating the Niners and beating the Seahawks, right, and beating the Cardinals, but they still had a bad overall record. And he was trying to say, like, that actually the division record was more important than their overall win-loss record.
To be fair. All right, so the fifth and final question. The ESPN expert panel of 72 people have weighed in on the Super Bowl. 62.5% have picked the Patriots. 45 of the 72. First of all, how the hell do you have 72 experts or pundits?
A lot of people.
72. 62.5% are picking the Patriots. Chuck, have you given your official Super Bowl pick?
This is just a straight up win the game without the spread. Man, I really want the Patriots to win as well. I just think, are you going to take, even though Sean McVay is a really smart young coach, first time in the Super Bowl, are you going to take him over Bill Belichick and Tom Brady at this point? And the fact that the Patriots have rebounded from a slow start to kind of show they're the Patriots again during the playoffs. I know it's a very public bet, but I would have to go with the Patriots. And I also want them to win. So there you have it.
I agree.
I mean, you're
scheming
against
Bill
Belichick.
I think it's hard to pick against them.
I think the Rams are going to win.
Yeah, just because.
I get the sense.
Just because it would be.
I have a terrible feeling.
For the storyline alone.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling it's not going to be as close as people want it to be.
Really? Okay, but look.
Because this is, I have no reasoning behind this other than just like, that's what's going to be the worst result. So that's what's going to happen.
So this is a wet blanket
prediction. The worst possible result is the Rams winning this game like 28-10, 31-10 or something. And therefore, it evaporates what happened in the NFC title game because, they still went on and knocked the hell out of New England. So therefore, that's what's going to happen.
You're also kind of managing your emotional expectations there.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, do you think Bill Belichick is going to allow Aaron Donald to disrupt this game? I bet you they keep Aaron Donald in check. And the other thing is, Tom Brady does not get touched. He does not get touched at all. And if there's a pass rush, he's fine with throwing the ball into the ground. Right? And
so something has to give because Aaron Donald lives in people's backfield.
That's what I'm saying. But look, is the Patriots' offense, is it like the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes pushing the ball downfield? It is dumping the ball off to James White. It is quick little screen passes and slants to Edelman. Brady gets rid of the ball before the pass rush gets there. I just think this is a very good matchup as well for New England. I think they win.
Poor little Patriots. Nobody picks them. Nobody believes in them, Chuck. Sad little outfit out of New England.
They're
just
getting to the point.
Love.
Belichick, Brady, it's just like Nick Saban. It gets to a point where maybe you don't like him, but it's like, damn, do I respect you because you do this every single year.
All right, the Hollywood Casino Press Box is in the books, Chuck. You know what happens next? A totally different show.
Yeah.
Midday Grind comes your way at noon. Hollywood Casino Press Box. Content has been brought to you by the Bomarito Automotive Group. And, of course, that opening segment was brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park and Maryville University. Brings you those listener lines. Feel free to text. I didn't even check the text line. Do we have any great soup recommendations?
Oh, we did have one earlier, actually.
Because I did a little NyQuil, DayQuil last night, today.
I'm on drugs again.
No, and I got to tell you, it dries you out. And you're like, I just need something hot, a little hot soup.
In fact, Smokehouse Market apparently has good
the anti-gun Smokehouse
soup.
Market.
Okay, Monsoon on Manchester.
Monsoon.
Great Vietnamese pho. Frida's
is
in the Loop.
Pho or pho? Pho?
No, P-H-O, but it's pronounced pho.
What?
Frida's in the Loop has amazing soup, says Doug's Prison Wallet. Full circle. Back to soup.
All right, thank you, everybody. What else?
Love Frida's,
anything else
though.
From this hour Strict. That we need to take care of?
Old McBride Homes has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. If you buy a McBride home in this month, you will get 2018 pricing. That's right, your last chance at 2018 pricing. Celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for more details. And Dr. Michael Jones, 1-866-260-EYES. For any eye issues, cataracts, LASIK, give him a call. Quantum Vision Center's Dr. Michael Jones, 1-866-260-EYES.
And tomorrow's show is going to be at Schnucks, Lime Ferry Road, and we're going to be there from 10. Actually, the station's going to be going, I think, live all day
10
long.
10 till 3 and then 6 till 7.
Yes.
The big game. They're promoting their big game food options at Schnucks. That big game is played on Sunday on CBS, kickoff around 5:30-ish or so.
What,
big game.
What big game could there be? Be on Sunday.
It involves two coastal teams.
Can you call it? Can you get around this stupid rule
superb
with
owl.
The NFL and call it the Superb Owl?
I know people have done that
been
before.
Done.
Didn't Subway have an ad like that? One major company had an ad that was around the Superb Owl.
And then Friday, a little more housekeeping. Friday, we're going to be at Kingside Diner. That's their Clayton location. And next hour, Chuck, we've got more to get to. Malcolm Briggs. I grew up watching him on television. The Malk Dog. In studio with us, longtime Rams sideline reporter, Billiken Broadcast. He's done a little bit of everything. And then he got smart, Chuck, and guess what he did?
Got out of the business.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say that. That's what other people have said that. Other people have said
correct.
That.
We do this just because it's kind of like community service. We're
absolutely
helping people.
It does.
I get visitation with my son.
Yes.
And the community.
Yeah, if Martin left TV, he would no longer get visitation hours. So that's why he stays in it.
Okay, son, go back to your cell.
No, I'm in the cell.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not him. Be fair. All right, Malk Dog next on 590 The Fan.